Hey, hi, how are you? It's 6:02, Andy and Mel. Here we go. Another week, another day, another, I don't know.
Dollar?
No.
No?
I'm all out of those. Payday can't come soon enough.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing.
What is it, Thursday?
Yes, Thursday.
Yeah.
Only 4 days, 3 days, whatever.
That's all. Okay, so, got two lots of news for you, good and bad. What do you want first?
I'll take the bad first.
Neil Armstrong is dead.
I know. That's so sad.
Yeah. Okay, now the good news.
Okay.
Neil Young is not.
Yay!
Yay! Apparently NBC.com made a slightly amusing error over the weekend, and well, maybe not amusing to everyone.
Not amusing, necessarily.
It was amusing to me.
Amusing that they screwed up on that level.
They reported that astronaut Neil Young died. Now, as soon as I read the word astronaut, I would have understood that
right
it was
away.
Not Neil Young, the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
Right.
I don't know if he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He should be.
I would
if
think
he's not.
So.
If he's not, he should be. Anyway.
I just cannot believe that somebody would mess up not checking that out. You know, like, don't they reread them before they put it to the teleprompter?
No, it wasn't. It was on their website.
Oh. Don't they reread it before they hit publish?
Well, let me ask you, Mel. Do you reread stuff before you hit publish?
I try to.
No, you don't.
I do, too.
You call me and ask me to read it.
Well, I ask you to read one thing.
It's okay. I still reread everything you ever publish.
Thanks for being worried that I'm not going to just publish something with a whole bunch of swear words in it.
No. Well, no. No, I'm looking for... T-H-Y apostrophe R-E instead of T-H.
Have I done
E-I-R.
That?
No, but you did it with right.
Oh. I don't know how I messed that one up.
Not sure either.
I think the problem is when I write something when I'm angry, that's the problem.
Oh, okay.
It's almost like, you know when they say you shouldn't drive when you have emotions?
Yeah.
I think it's the same thing with writing.
Yeah, that... makes sense.
Because it happens with text messages and things like that sometimes, too.
Yeah, don't press send. Just don't press send.
It should be like, you know how they have the, well, that's not a real app yet, but it should be. The drunk app, you know, don't send when you're been drinking. They should have it, don't send when you're angry.
Yeah. Probably should.
It would be helpful for me.
Anyway, the first man to walk on the moon, Neil Armstrong, died of complications from surgery he had a few weeks ago to clear a blocked artery. He was 82. Of course, he made history on July 20th of 1969 when...
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Or for those of you wearing tinfoil on your head, it never happened. They were in a studio in Hollywood.
Yeah, sure. Who says that?
People that wear tinfoil on their head.
I would think that would suck wearing tinfoil on your head.
By the way, his line was not... it was supposed to be one small step for a man. For a man.
Oh.
And he left out the A because he was just kind of nervous or whatever. It was kind of a big moment.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how nervous you would have been setting foot on the moon? Even though it's been, you know, years and years and years and it's... it happened more than once.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how freaked out you would be about to set foot on the moon?
I would be so excited. I would just be like, I don't even know.
You would write something and publish it on the website right away. Without proofreading it.
That's so true. And I would Facebook it too.
Yeah. They don't have Facebook on the moon.
They could get it.
There's no Wi-Fi on the moon.
Why don't they have Wi-Fi on the moon?
Because there's no one there to use it.
They'd have really good reception for Wi-Fi.
Now, the whole... I should have read the rest of the story. I'm sorry. There's been a debate for years over whether or not he actually said the A. For years, Armstrong and NASA insisted that he did, that it was obscured by static.
Okay.
He later conceded that he might have forgotten it.
So, I'm curious. So, did NASA say this is what you should say when you step on the moon?
Probably.
Or did he come up with it on his own?
No, I'm sure it was a pre-planned line. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, they were going to be broadcasting on national television.
I don't like that they scripted. I wish he would have just, that would have been his thing to say.
Like, what difference does it make?
I don't know.
Let's see if there's static that obscured it.
One small step for man.
For man, no.
There's no way.
No, no, he forgot the A.
For a man.
He totally forgot the A.
Yeah, he forgot it.
There's a gap
one
between
step for
and
a man. What's wrong with man, though? Like, I think it sounds fine the way it is.
Yeah. It's actually better, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway. A little other bad news. The voice of the Count from Sesame Street
that
died.
That happened last week, yeah.
Yeah.
That's sad, huh?
Yeah. Kind of.
When I'm alone, I f*** myself. I slowly getting faster. Once I start f***ing. It's very hard to stop.
What is that?
It's something I found on YouTube.
Is that PG?
Where they... No, it is. They just put the beeps in unnecessarily to make it sound like he's saying something
unnecessary
naughty.
Unnecessary beep.
Yeah.
We should do that more
often. Those are fun. I love doing those.
Did you see the look on my face? I was like,
I know.
What?
What did you do to my Count?
It was one of my favorites.
It's okay. It's going to be okay.
Okay. Jeez.
Anyway, we've got news coming up here shortly. And, internet quote of the day is not what we do here.
No, not yet.
News is next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 620. It is going to top out around 91 today. Kind of warm week. Tomorrow, like 93. It's or 95 tomorrow, actually. 97 Wednesday. I thought we were done with this. It's almost September. We're supposed to be cooling down, but...
This is South Dakota.
Apparently not. Yeah, it could snow on Friday.
It could. It could, you know.
Don't like the weather. Wait 5 minutes. It'll change.
It was very foggy this morning, by the way. Somebody almost missed the exit
what
right here.
Fog?
Really? Are you serious?
I didn't see fog when I came in.
Really?
No. I was too busy texting the whole way to work.
Oh. You did not.
That was sarcasm. No, I seriously didn't notice the fog.
Really? Oh,
I live in town. There's lights
pretty,
the whole way.
Pretty foggy out of town and going here to 229. The person in front of me almost missed the exit because of the fog.
Or maybe because they were texting.
No, because I had to look closely for it.
Anyway, so right now the temperature is 59.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is August 27th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not because Daryl Dragon. Any idea who that is?
I have no idea.
I didn't know who
it
was either until today.
Okay.
He's the captain of Captain and Tennille.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Exciting.
Pee-wee Herman. Ha! AKA Paul Rubens is 60 today.
No way.
Yeah, he's 60.
He's 60?
He is 60.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I had no idea he was that old.
I had no idea either. I'm like shocked about that, actually. Wow.
Sarah Chalk is 36 today. She was the second Becky on Roseanne.
Oh, okay.
And then was Dr. Elliot Reed on Scrubs.
Yep. I saw a picture not that long ago where I had the whole family.
And one of the few cast members from Roseanne that has not made an appearance on The Big Bang Theory so far.
What's up with that?
Well, it's really only two.
Oh, okay.
Mace is 38 today. Puffy's protege or P. Diddy or whatever.
That dude.
Downtown Jilly Brown, former MTV VJ.
Yeah, I remember her. She's like the only one I remember.
You don't remember Kennedy?
Oh, kinda.
How about Adam, what's his name?
Yeah, see, you remember.
The guy with the hair. He invented podcasting. Seriously, he did.
The guy with the hair.
Yeah.
He invented podcasting?
He was one of the people who were... very integral to podcasting coming about.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
The guitarist from the worst band in the history of the world, Rush, is 59 today. Alex Lifeson.
Okay.
I hate Rush.
Alrighty.
I hate Rush more than anybody can hate a band.
Okay.
Anyway.
Relax.
Old school WWF, G.I. Joe, action figure, wrestler, Sergeant Slaughter, 64 today.
I don't remember him.
He was the innovator of the Cobra Clutch.
What year?
I don't know.
Oh.
Like I have statistics?
Just curious.
The Beatles, on this day in 1965, hung out with Elvis Presley for 3 hours at his Beverly Hills mansion. Elvis later said he didn't remember meeting them. That's so classic. Because to Elvis, the Beatles are not a big deal.
Right.
Really not. I mean, I totally would understand that. Especially in 65.
Yeah.
1982, Ricky Henderson of the Oakland A's stole 4 bases in a game to break Lou Brock's record of 118 steals in a season. 1982, Zapped was released. It was a movie.
Oh, okay.
Starring Scott Baio and Willie Ames.
Scott Baio.
Yeah. 1984, President Reagan announced that school teacher Krista McAuliffe would be the first private citizen to fly aboard the space shuttle. She was killed when the space shuttle Challenger exploded in January of 1986.
I remember
and
that.
And on this day in 2008, Barack Obama became the first American African-American to be nominated for President of the United States by a major political party. But today is the greatest day I have ever known because it is the birthday of a bass player who you probably don't know. But you know his ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah. His ex-girlfriend. And this song is about them and their whole breakup and everything.
Oh, really? Is it Taylor Swift?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, because no one knows the bass player.
Nobody
Everybody knows the singer.
Yeah.
Here's... Poor Tony Cannell. Actually, no, not poor Tony. He dumped Gwen Stefani.
Why?
How would you like... That would be kind of awesome, though. To be the guy who dumped Gwen Stefani.
I don't get why you would dump Gwen Stefani.
I don't know. And they were in a band together. They were in the same band, and he dumped her.
Weird.
And so it was awkward.
Yeah, that would suck at band practice.
Why can't you sing the lyric right? What's the matter? You couldn't learn how to play guitar instead of bass? Anyway,
that would have been fun.
The bass player from No Doubt, Tony Cannell, is 42 today, and that is why today, August 27th, is... Internet quote of the day, Mel.
No matter how bad your day seems, just remember that someone out there has to clean the bathroom at a truck stop.
And what is... Coming up in the dirt.
Snooki had her baby. Yeah. I got the details coming up in the dirt.
Can't wait. 626, Hot 104.7.
Welcome to...
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 641. We're going to top out at 91 today. Very, very, very warm. Make sure you bundle up before you go outside. And yeah, I know that didn't make any sense.
Bundle up?
Yeah. Well, if you're you.
If I did.
Bundle up before you go to work today. It's going to be cold in your office.
That's why I bundle up in the morning.
Yeah. Or if
I have three layers on and a scarf.
Or if you're a lady, wake up extra early. Because it takes you guys 3 hours to get ready to go out, really? According to a survey by the St. Ives Makeup Company, the average woman, Mel, before you freak out, spends more than 3 hours getting her hair and makeup ready before going out.
That's average?
Average.
3 hours?
3 hours. That adds up to about 43 weeks over the course of a woman's life, almost 11 months.
3 hours?
1 in 3 women say they wish they could spend less time doing makeup. Of course, that also means that 2 in 3 women are fine with burning a couple hours on whatever they want to go out.
3 hours? Seriously? That's not right.
Okay, how many more times are you going to ask me? 3 hours?
I'm just saying.
I said it twice.
I know. That's... What?
1 in 8 women say they would never go out with no makeup on. And 1% of women say they even do their makeup before going to the gym.
Yep. Well, I still have makeup on before I go to the gym.
But that's if you went first thing in the morning, would you take a shower and put on makeup?
Yeah. Have you seen all the hot guys at my gym? Let me just say that I do actually enjoy going to the gym after Friday because I was there with seven hot guys.
Okay.
Seven hot guys. I was the only female there.
3 hours?
I would, that's what I'm saying. I would never spend 3 hours doing my hair and makeup.
Tell me more about the hot guys at the gym.
You want to know? Really?
No, I'm just trying to run you in circles here.
Why are you trying to make my head spin?
You're doing it by yourself. I was doing nothing.
And that all went together. I'm just surprised by the 3 hours. There's just no way. I don't even know how it would take them 3 hours.
Getting ready total?
I get ready before I come here for like in 15 minutes because I keep hitting snooze.
But you're always late.
It's because I keep hitting snooze.
Stop hitting snooze.
I'm trying. I will work better on the...
No, you won't.
Yeah,
now you're just lying.
I promise.
No, you were not.
I'm not Pinocchio.
You would have to face serious consequences before you would start showing up on time.
Only a couple minutes. Actually, I would have completely 100%...
Only a couple minutes? Okay, how many work days are there in a year?
I don't know.
There's 200 and like, I don't know. I don't know.
You're totally off track now.
No, 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 no.
Anyway.
Oh, sure. Get the spotlight off you.
I don't know who it takes 3 hours to get ready. I don't have any friends that takes that long. If I was maybe getting ready for my wedding.
Or your prom.
I could see 3 hours.
Okay.
But when you add shower, drying your hair, doing your hair, makeup, getting dressed, hour at the max.
Coming up next, we're going to figure out how much time...
Shut up!
...Mel is stealing from the company.
Shut up!
Being late 5 minutes every day.
Really?
I'm going to do the math.
Oh, my God. Am I going to get fired?
No. You're an exempt employee. It doesn't matter.
Exempt employee.
Yeah, don't you know what that means?
No.
Okay, I'll explain that to you over the break. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, it is going to be 91 today, kind of warm. So I did the math. And over the course of a year, there's an average of about 261 working days. Now, of course, at least 10 of those, well, more probably, more like 15 of those is going to be vacation, so on and so forth. So I guess I should probably refigure that. To remove those minutes.
Okay.
But anyway, so 261 minus, we'll say 15. Okay. Times the 5 minutes. Divided by 60 for how many hours? You're wasting about 20 and a half hours a year.
Yikes.
Of company time. Showing up 5 minutes late every day.
But I do work at home sometimes. So that would make up for it.
Allegedly.
You don't think that I'm ever doing any type of show prep at home?
Mm. Yeah, you probably do every once in a while. But do you do 5 minutes every single day?
Probably. I'm
every day
consistently reading on what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
All the time. So I am up to date on everything.
Well, and you're also an exempt employee, too, so it doesn't really matter that much.
It's not like I've never stayed late.
No, but
what?
A lot of times when I'll see you walking out to your van and it'll be like 1:27.
It says 1:30 on the clock out by my office or my cubicle.
Okay.
My cubicle.
There was a guy who used to work here who I used to call him 4:58. Because he walked out every day at 4:58.
It's not so bad now. Like during the summertime when I wanted to hurry up and get home because I didn't want to keep paying a babysitter.
Yeah.
So that was one thing. But now the girls get home at 4. So now I got time. And plus, now that I'm trying to go to the gym,
yeah.
I can take as much time as I can before I get to the gym.
You take as much time as you can before you get to the gym?
Yeah, because I have gym anxiety, gym phobia,
yeah.
I call it. Mm-hmm.
But you just said 15 minutes ago that you can't wait to go to the gym every day now.
Oh, I can now. Now, Friday changed my opinion on going to the gym.
So
it helped a lot.
How much exercise did you get done while you were at the gym?
I did. Well, I can't sit there and not exercise when there's all these hotties around. They'll look bad.
Yeah. Oh, it looks pretty stupid being at a gym and not exercising.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So I was working out. I got lots done. In fact, I think it was a little bit more of a motivator for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Whatever gets you motivated.
Because, you know, you don't want to sit there and look lazy when there's guys with big old biceps pumping iron.
Yeah. God, that noise makes me
nauseated. I don't know why
nauseated.
He does that to you.
I don't know. It's like nails on a chalkboard for me. It's just, oh, I don't know why. I do not know why. It just
What's
is.
What's the deal?
I don't know. If I could explain it, I would tell you, but I have no idea why it is. Anyway. Really good news, too. We are back on your phone.
Yay!
Go download Radio Pup right now, wherever you get your apps.
All one word.
It's like pup, like puppy.
Yep.
Radio Pup. And you can listen to us on there. It still doesn't say, I click on local stations, and it does not show anything local.
Oh.
But it does have, we're in the list of cities. So.
Okay. Well, we weren't before, yeah.
Or, yeah, stations near me. Oh, and I got it set to automatically fire up. But,
yeah, because we weren't before, like when I looked.
Yeah, it says no week. Stations near me, but if you browse, you'll find Sioux Falls, and there we are. So,
yay!
We're back on your phone. We've been getting emails and Facebook messages and all kinds of stuff for the last, I don't know, what has it been, 3-4 weeks or
yeah,
so?
Yeah, for a little while.
So anyway, we're back on your phone, so go get Radio Pup for your iPhone or Android right now, and there you go. You can listen on your phone at work when they won't let you listen online. Yay!
Woohoo!
Sad day for America. We got the details on Neil Armstrong next. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.